And now some other repercussions from the Osama bin Laden raid that is having deadly implications on humanitarian aid programs in Pakistan. Today, the United Nations announced that it's suspending its efforts in Pakistan to fight polio because of a number of attacks this week on female health workers who were trying to immunize children against the disease in Pakistan. Declan Walsh, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, has been following the situation from Islamabad and explains why a polio program would be targeted by the Taliban.
Well, there's several reasons. One is related to the issue of espionage. The Taliban has maintained for some time that the United States uses the vaccination programs as a cover for espionage activities in Pakistan. That goes pretty much back to the whole incident of Dr. Shaquille Afridi. He's the Pakistani doctor who was employed by the CIA to spy on Osama bin Laden's house in Abbottabad in northern Pakistan. Dr. Afridi used a vaccination program as cover for that operation. So that certainly stoked insurgent suspicions, long-standing suspicions that Western aid workers or Western aid programs somehow provided cover for those activities. And then the other reason really is purely political. There have been Taliban leaders in the northern part, in the frontier areas, who have specified that all vaccination programs will be banned until and unless the United States ceases drone attacks in those areas. So they're very much linking those two issues.
This is an opportunistic attempt to deliver a message about women working in any sense, or does the CIA bear some responsibility for compromising social programs of this kind by its tactics in going after Osama bin Laden?
I think people here very much see this as being another sign of the lengths to which the Taliban is willing to go to try and impose its writ in these areas. There certainly has been some discomfort about the use of Dr. Afridi or the use of a health professional for the CIA's purposes in the run-up to the Bin Laden raid. But really, most people are seeing it in a much wider perspective. They see that this is another example of the lengths that the Taliban is willing to go to try and impose its own agenda in the northwest of the country. And what's particularly frightening, government officials say, is that this is the first time that we've had female health workers who generally are able to move around the country pretty much unimpeded, female health workers targeted, not just in the northwest of the country along the Afghan border, but also yesterday in the city of Karachi, where four women were killed working on this campaign. So they say that's particularly disturbing.
Has the United Nations commented on this? Did they, in some sense, understand that this was coming as an implication at some point following the raid on Osama bin Laden?
The United Nations, the two main UN agencies that are working in the polio program here, that's UNICEF and the World Health Organization, both of those suspended all field activities related to polio today. Once the latest shootings occurred, they pulled all their people in off the streets. They told them to stay at home or to stay in their offices. So they're very much feeling the implications of this at the moment. They see that really it's very difficult to assure the security of their staff who are out in the field, exposed when you've got these kind of random target killings going on.
Does the United Nations deny absolutely that they have connections with Western or American or NATO or any security forces?
Oh, absolutely. All Western and international aid groups here have gone to great lengths to distance themselves from any association with any military, just because it's such a hair-sensitive issue here in Pakistan, particularly since the bin Laden raid, and then, of course, since the whole affair involving the CIA contractor Raymond Davis, who shot two people in Lahore last year. Both of those incidents have played very large in the Pakistani public, if you like, and they have increased suspicions of foreigners, and that's meant that particularly for aid agencies operating here, they have to be extremely sensitive to the way they're perceived by the Pakistani public.
Declan Walsh, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, reporting from Islamabad, Pakistan. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.